Anyway, later, several years later, Antony is about to fight his wars, and he needs Cleopatra. He needs the army to be sustained. And he sends a messenger to Cleopatra. He says, "Will you meet me?" Now, this is the woman he's abandoned, right? She says yes. But remember, she is very, very smart. She is cool and calculating, and she agrees to meet Antony in Syria. They meet. But she arrives with an agreement already worked out in her head. It is the kind of agreement that any Hollywood lawyer would be proud of. She will help Antony, yeah. But he's got to make certain concessions, right? What concessions? First, they will be married. Right? They will be married. But he's not going to rule Egypt. Caesarion is the ruler of Egypt. Also, in return for financing the war, Cleopatra is going to get Sinai, Judea, Cyprus, and Arabia. Right? Caesarion, he's going to rule Egypt. Antony agrees. He's stuck. He's got to do it. Right? So, they agree. And during this period, she has another child. Names him, not Antony, Ptolemy. Ptolemy. She knows that Antony isn't somebody you can really anchor yourself to. She needs him. He needs her. They're doing okay. So they agree to this arrangement. And Antony goes off to war, does not so well, wins a couple of battles, right? Does okay. And he comes back to Egypt, to Alexandria, and he has what they call a triumph. Now, the Romans celebrated triumphs. When you won, you went out, and you beat up people, you brought back captives, you brought back the booty, and you sort of paraded it. So he has a triumph, and it's called the Armenian triumph because they beat Armenia. But at this triumph, Cleopatra is on a platform dressed as Isis, and the children are there dressed regally. And in public, Antony gives certain things away. What does he give? Just the things he promised. Caesarion is called King of Kings and given the rulership of Egypt. Alexander Helios is given Armenia and Pontia. That's like near Turkey. Cleopatra Selene, she gets Libya. Little Ptolemy, he gets Phoenicia and northern Syria. This is their endowment. These kids don't have to worry about college. They are well set up. Cleopatra has pulled it off. She's doing quite well. Now, Rome is infuriated. Rome feels that Antony, a Roman, has celebrated a triumph in Egypt and given away what should be Rome to Egyptian kids. They are furious, and war is declared. They declare war, but not on Antony. He's Roman. They declare war on Cleopatra. She is the enemy of Rome. So there's going to be a battle. The big battle will be fought on the water at Actium. It will be Cleopatra, who is in the middle. She has her own ship in the Battle of Actium. She's not going to let Antony go by on his own. She's going to watch him against the Roman fleet. And they're defeated. They are defeated. They have to flee. Antony and Cleopatra flee back to Alexandria. Octavian marches on Alexandria, says, "Give me Antony to Cleopatra, and I won't sack the city." Cleopatra refuses. She won't give up Antony. She is a person who has principles. She is planning on suicide. She's going to kill herself. Sends a message to Antony. She barricades herself in the palace, sends a message to Antony and says, "By the time you get this, I'll be dead." Antony reads it and decides to kill himself. He takes his sword, runs himself through, doesn't die immediately. When Cleopatra hears what he's done, she has him brought to the palace, and he dies in her arms. Octavian captures Cleopatra, and he intends to bring her back to Rome for his triumph, and she's going to be paraded in chains. But she outsmarts him. She outsmarts him. She has a snake smuggled into her in a basket of figs. And this is the famous scene where she dies by the bite of a cobra, which is the traditional protector of Egypt. And she dies, and Octavian is cheated of having Cleopatra in Rome in chains. This is the end of Egypt as a nation. Cleopatra tried to bring it back, tries to resurrect the religion, learns the language. A valiant attempt, but fails. Egypt will no longer be a nation. It'll be a province of Rome. Now, the thing I would like you to remember from this course is not the pyramids and the temples and the tombs, which are sterile and personalityless. Remember that the reason Egypt was great was not because just the Nile and the gift of the Nile, as Herodotus said. It's because of people like Narmer, who unified it. Sneferu, who taught Egypt how to build the pyramids. The Nubians, who tried to unify it and bring it back. And Cleopatra, who tried so valiantly to resurrect Egypt. Thank you.
We genuinely hope you've enjoyed these lectures from our Great Courses series. Our courses are available to order online. Visit our website at www.teachone2.com or call our customer service representatives at 1-800-TEACH-1-2. That's 1-800-TEACH-1-2. Thank you very much.